For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears there's some evidence against President Trump's optimistic assessment of U.S. relations with North Korea after his recent summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The North is now accusing the U.S. of what it calls gangster-like demands on its nuclear program. The comments came after high-level talks between North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. An unnamed foreign ministry spokesman lashed out at the U.S. and called the meetings regrettable. During the June summit, the president was confident that North Korea would begin denuclearization right away.
We signed a very, very comprehensive document, and I believe he's going to live up to that document.
North Korea says our expectations and hopes were so naive that it could be called foolish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
With the number of deadlines set by a federal judge to reunite immigrant families with their children, the Trump administration is now asking for more time. A Tuesday deadline for reuniting the families with detained children that are age 5 or younger is a problem. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to make sure all parents are in regular contact with their kids. Parents and lawyers representing them say some children have had at least one phone call, and others are still not allowed to talk to them. The U.S. Embassy has warned Americans in Haiti to shelter in place as protests continue in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Protesters have been demonstrating this week against a sharp rise in fuel prices that were ordered by the government. About 120 American and 100 Haitian guests are stuck in a Port-au-Prince hotel after demonstrators tried to set the building on fire and penetrate the security to enter it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is narrowing down his choices for the Supreme Court nominee. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month?
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Western heat wave is bringing new wildfires. Near the California-Oregon border, another fire has people evacuated. KOBI TV's Elizabeth Ruiz.
In just 24 hours, the Klamath on fire has burned well beyond 8,000 acres. 400 people have been evacuated from Klamath on to Hilt, and more than a dozen structures have been lost. In one Hornbrook neighborhood, almost an entire street was burned down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.